Sir Nicholas Shahady rose to the highest levels of Australian sporting and public life, but it may never have happened if not for his maverick spirit. He had been born in Sydney in 1926 to a pious yet pioneering Lebanese family.
My grandfather was an Orthodox priest, and he was the first Orthodox priest in this country.
Sir Nicholas's father was the second Antiochian Orthodox priest in Australasia. But for the son, adolescent distractions in Sydney's inner-city Redfern proved more appealing than any desire to carry on the Shahady legacy as a third-generation clergyman.
Well, I was very naughty. I can recall I'd jump out of windows at night and sneak out with the boys and come back, and I was quartz-making at an early age.
Much to his family's disappointment, he instead turned his attention to life-saving and rugby union. But his prowess brought international acclaim to the family name and proved a stepping stone to a distinguished career in civic service. The talented footballer first played for the Wallabies in 1947 at the age of 20 and for decades held the record as the most capped player. His reputation for steely determination and chivalrous sportsmanship served him well off the field as well.
Any successes I've had has been based on my sporting activities, and I've run businesses and I've run other places as a team, and I learnt this by playing sport.
Sir Nicholas was president of the Australian Rugby Union Board for most of the 1980s, using his influence and power to help establish the Rugby World Cup. He was honoured for his dedication to the sport with induction into the International Rugby Board Hall of Fame in 2011. He lobbied for changes to scrummaging laws for schoolboy rugby, making it safer, something he regarded as one of his greatest achievements. Journalist and former national rugby player Peter Fitzsimons says Sir Nicholas was hugely respected.
Remarkably intelligent, forthright, universally respected. I tell you what, in 30 years, I have never heard a bad word said about Sir Nicholas Shahady. He was universally respected, universally loved, because he'd done it all. He'd started out as a grade player, captained the Wallabies, played against the Lions, played against the All Blacks, and then had gone on to be this revolutionary administrator.
But his achievements went beyond rugby in 1973 after a decade as an alderman at the Sydney City Council. He became Lord Mayor. During Sir Nicholas's tenure, he oversaw such historic events as the unveiling of the Sydney Opera House, green bands around the city's heritage sites, and the launch of the Sydney Festival. By his side was his wife, also of Lebanese heritage, Dame Marie Bashir, a respected psychiatrist who later took to public office herself as Governor of New South Wales. The pair had married in 1957. Current Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore says he was always supportive of his wife's achievements.
He was very proud of Marie Bashir. And he used to joke with my husband about, you know, Peter would now carry my handbag just as he'd carried the handbag of Marie Bashir. And he took it all in a very good spirit. And I observed him being a wonderful support to her. And she's going to be quite devastated, I would expect.
Marie Bashir took over that governor's role in 2001. By then, Sir Nicholas had been awarded an OBE, Officer of the Order of the British Empire, and appointed a Knight Bachelor, and more high-profile appointments had followed. In 1981, he was appointed chairman of the Special Broadcasting Service, now SBS, championing the broadcaster's commitment to multiculturalism and independence. This was Sir Nicholas speaking to SBS in 1996.
I think SBS is just great. You know, we have our ups and downs and we have our dark moments and we have our failures and our successes, but being a small, intimate media organisation which is rapidly growing, I think has a soul.
SBS Managing Director Michael Abid says Sir Nicholas has left a lasting legacy for the broadcaster.
He was actually the longest chairman that SBS has ever had, 18 years. And under his chairmanship, SBS really started to grow all its radio services from our original, you know, 7 or 8 pre-recorded languages to doing live broadcasts. Because I think he understood the value of multiculturalism and was having to the nation. And I think over his years, he'd always championed multicultural issues because he understood how Australia was really being built on immigration, and that was a key legacy of his in promoting it in everything that he did.
During the same time, Sir Nicholas Shahady was also a chairman of the Sydney Cricket Ground. He's survived by Dame Murray Bashir, three children and a number of grandchildren. He was 92 years old. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.